All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, sports mappers. It's the fray. No, it's not. It's The Usual Suspects, and you're part of the fray right here on ESPN 97.5, as well as welcoming in the SportsMap 94.1 audience, as you guys will be simulcasted now till 4 with us, 4 till 7 with the Blitz. We are, as the man just told you, live from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, right here in the Galleria area, right at the corner of Chimney Rock in Richmond. Stop by and see us. Barry and I are here. The promo staff is doing a great job with lots of freebies and giveaways. The food is outstanding. Tonight they got Thursday Night Football. They'll be showing the games with lots of great food and bevs as well. But great Cajun food, great daiquiris. Come on out. Stop on by.
Yes, indeedy. Somebody, Nick, had a question. What was the name of the last song y'all came back to on air?
I don't even remember. Like, I never remember anything.
Oh.
Longer than 5 minutes. I mean, I've got to listen.
Who are you telling?
Well, that's disappointing.
I don't remember what song he's talking about.
It was at the last segment, coming back on the air.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Quick, Nick, your middle name?
9 times 7.
63.
There you go.
Yeah, you took too long.
Yeah. Okay. So.
By the way, real quick, I think it was Buddy that asked about, no, it was Coach Flea that was asking for my picks. And I wanted to, I haven't done my college pick yet. I don't know for the on-air pick 'em, but I do have my NFL pick in. You guys are going to hate this. Well, not you, but the listeners probably.
You're taking the Colts.
I took the Colts and gave the point and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the road, and the Texans are what, 2-16 or something like that?
Yeah, they don't, well, they haven't played well in Indy.
Colts defense is playing better. That was my pick. I took the Colts and gave the point and a half.
Not to interrupt, but Childish Gambino, Redbone, is the name of the track.
That was what you came back with, yeah.
Correct.
All right. Cool.
Oh, that's right, because Jordan commented that he was at the concert recently, and so was Raheel.
When we were coming back?
At Toyota Center, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Nick, way to go. Basketball news for you. News of the day is that Jimmy Butler is still a Minnesota Timberwolf. As much as he wants to be traded, and his preferred destination for a trade is Miami. But according to Adrian Wojnarowski and Zach Lowe of ESPN, the asking price has been way too high for any team, including the Miami Heat, that everybody is saying that the Timberwolves want quality veterans, top prospects, future assets, and cap relief. In short,
all of that?
Yeah. In short, owner Glenn Taylor, who just went to the recent owners' meetings and said, we want to make a deal. We're going to make a deal. And also has heard that in response to that, Tom Thibodeau and his staff want to keep him so bad to see if they can somehow try and get him to change his mind, that they are the ones that are upping the price and the ante, so much so that the owner has said, if you got a deal you think is fair and you're not getting response from my guys, come right to me.
Ooh.
It is getting uglier by the minute, because Tibbs is going to get his money. But Tibbs might be getting free money at a certain point in time if he keeps doing this.
Ooh, that's ugly.
It's getting really saucy in Minnesota.
If the owner is having to basically step in and say, look, if you don't think you're getting what you think you should,
yep.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, no question. That'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, because Butler wanted to be traded before media day. The owner was hoping to have him traded by Tuesday. Here we are Thursday. He is not doing anything. And he, for all we know, he might still be here in Houston working out. But he is not.
Hey, Jimmy,
going
call us.
Jay Butt. He works out at the Met.
Oh, does he?
That's where you work out. That's what I'm saying. So I might need to try to reach out to the peeps and say, if Jimmy's in there working out, let me know and have him pick up a phone.
Yeah, your fellow gym mate. I
don't know about that.
No,
you know, I mean, I don't.
You over there spotting him?
He's doing more of the basketball workouts on the floor. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing in the gym.
Okay,
but he's there. He has been. So we'll do that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting that I put on the notes for today that we should try and get to is the fact that if you're a basketball fan, like I'm not, and you watch the NBA League Pass or you watch basketball and you don't want to pay for the League Pass, but there are certain games that you want to tune into. The innovative staff at the NBA has decided to offer you a different way to watch your favorite games. If you're checking the scoreboard this year, Barry, and you see, hey, well, there's a less than a quarter to go, and there's a one-point game between the Celtics and the Thunder, and it's not on TV. You can now get League Pass per game per quarter at $1.99. So if you want to see the fourth quarter of a game that's not on TV, $1.99, and it starts it, and you can get everything up to the last 30 seconds of a game.
So they are literally allowing you to watch.
Like an a la carte. So you don't have to buy the
League
Pass.
Here's the thing, though. It's kind of interesting because it on the surface, you're like, well, that's stupid. But you hear a lot of people say, eh, you want to want you want to really find out what goes on in an NBA game? Just watch the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
And it's kind of true. Maybe not a horrible decision by the NBA.
Well, and you think about it.
Because somebody would be like, oh, bro, are you watching this, like you said, the Celtics-Lakers game? Oh, man, you gotta turn it on. Well, I don't have that in my market. Man, you can just pay the couple of bucks and they...
Since we're well on our way to getting to national status and, of course, via satellite, say we were doing a show
of
nationally,
course.
Right?
We're huge.
And say you and I are doing a show and we get one of those updates and we're at the studio and it says, hey, like you said, Celtics-Lakers, final 2 minutes, one-point game, unbelievable finish ahead. We don't get that at the station.
Right.
Because we don't have the League Pass.
Right.
But if you, whether you do it online or otherwise, just pay the $1.99, you now have up to the second, up. You can watch it unfold, and you have live information as opposed to waiting for it to make SportsCenter and see the highlights when you maybe don't have that much time.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's smart, if nothing else. It's smart marketing and a great way to bring in a little extra money. You've already got the feeds. You're already doing it all.
Yep. And here's another one I'm going to throw out.
You know what it says to me? It says to me that the NBA is listening to people when they talk about their sport. And when they say, we don't like to watch the whole game.
Yeah.
They're being smart about it.
No question about it. Here's the other thing, I think, when you talk about it's almost an a la carte situation. I can foresee in the future both football, baseball. Actually, I'll throw baseball in as well. All three of the major sports, I can see them doing a team-only, a team-specific package to where – instead of buying all, like, the League Pass, and, of course, it gets you every game across the league. Say you just are a rabid fan of the Timberwolves, and you're in Houston, and you want a package at a greatly reduced price than what you would have to pay for the League Pass, but you can pay and get every one of just their games.
Unless they're in town.
Unless they're in town, right. I think that's something that people would be all over, especially and then from a football perspective, too. If you don't want to get the whole Sunday ticket, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you don't and you just want to follow the Bills, give them a chance to just get all the Bills games.
Which I don't know why you would.
Right. Well, we got people out there that
Cody.
Would. Yeah, Cody. So, but that'll be interesting to see how far they take this.
I would probably pay for that. I would get the League Pass anyways, or I would get the NFL
Sunday ticket.
Yeah. But I could see where you're like, I'm not a huge – I would like to keep up with my team, but I don't care when the Lions are playing the Bears. No, I don't care about that. I don't want that as an option. I just want to know.
Or you're on a budget, and you're a huge fan, but you don't make as much as, you know, the people that they're targeting to get their Sunday ticket. But for a greatly reduced price, you can get all of your team's games in your market, even if you don't live in that market, and I think that would be smart.
I like the way you think, Joseph.
God, I have a broadcasting background. Sometimes it pops up and rears its head. So we'll throw that out at you. So that's interesting. Other than that, I don't know if you saw this. This is going to get ugly. Nick, this is your buddy, by the way. Ian Rappaport, who is normally just an NFL guy, he has decided to jump in headfirst on this whole college coaches thing. Well, you know, we know Saban's upset now with all the rules about transferring and things like that with Jalen Hurts. You know that Dabo's knee-deep with Clemson, with the fact that they're all worried about how, you know, they keep control of their program and that this is, you know, giving the kids the right to hold out, to redshirt, to do the things that they do so they can pick their destination. They don't like it. And Dabo's been better than the outspoken one of Nick Saban. But Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State is also that guy. And it's been kept under the radar because, you know, the media is held at bay a lot, especially by, you know, coaches because of the fact that you need access.
Right.
And if the coaches and the PR staffs threaten you and say, hey, if you go out and ask a question that we don't want you to ask, like in Oklahoma State's case, they have a wide receiver that is going to transfer and is going to redshirt. And Gundy came out and told the media, he had his PR people tell the media, we're going to make players available today after practice. If you ask any single one of them about the kid that's redshirting, you won't get player access the rest of the year. And the people that write for the student newspaper is trying to get involved, but they also have to respect their head coach of their university. They're asking the professors how to handle it. One of the professors said, hey, this is what's going on, and it's not right. And Rappaport jumped on it, and he made it a national story, and that is that you can't hold the media hostage to do what you want to get the end result you want when they're just doing their jobs, and their job is to ask those pertinent questions about topics like this. And so Rappaport put it out there, and you know Gundy's not going to be done with this.
Oh, no.
It's going to be fun to watch how it unfolds because he tweeted it out there and said Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy's been hiding in plain sight as a bully for years. And now,
called him a bully?
Yeah, now based on this situation, he's called him out.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
Oh, so, I like it.
Yeah, so we'll watch that, keep an eye on that for you. We're going to continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of our show. And then coming up, I believe they're at Bombshells in Pearland. The Blitz is going to be doing the simulcast as well. So for you listening on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, and, of course, on the app, it's going to be Simulcast City from now till 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. It's much more of the usual suspects. We'll be back with more live from Buku, 5600 Richmond, right here, Richmond and Chimney Rock in the Galleria area.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Buku, corner of Chimney Rock in Richmond in the Galleria area. I'm telling you, it is Cajun treats. And,
man,
oh, my goodness, are the daiquiris and everything else good as well.
Do this gumbo.
Eat some treats.
So
you got
good.
Yourself a little gumbo.
Oh, so good.
I'm telling you, the grilled shrimp and chicken was fantastic. The dirty rice is
Look
great
Look at you
here.
Eating healthy.
I'm trying.
Make me sick.
I had to go to the grocery store this morning and buy for myself because Lisa's going to go out of town this weekend. I'm like, oh, my God, I just made sure that if there's nothing
That's
else
funny.
To eat but healthy, I have no choice.
Nice.
So I'm going to try and get back on that. Other than that, I was going to ask you if you saw this. We already dealt with idiotic people on Alaska and one in particular that lost his job because of getting involved in sports commentary. But now out of a high school in Tennessee, this story breaks this morning. A crazy, crazy story here. A Tennessee high school athletic director has been placed on administrative leave after posting a video and saying to students that girls pretty much ruin everything.
I mean,
are you serious? And I mean, I can't make this up, but it's better if he explains it on the video. So we have the audio. This is how he came across, and you tell me if he was kidding or not.
Athletic shorts. And I know, boys, you're thinking, you know, I don't understand why it's not fair. Athletic shorts go past your knees. I didn't make the rules. Well, I kind of did. But that's the rules. So that's just what we're going to stick to. And that doesn't mean that you can wear athletic shorts. So everybody who's going, well, I got a detention for wearing athletic shorts, that's what you're going to get. And if you don't serve it, you're going to do a Saturday school. So just don't wear them. And if you really want someone to blame, blame the girls. Because they pretty much ruin everything. They ruin the dress code. They ruin, well, ask Adam. Look at Eve.
Oh, my God.
That's really all you really get to get to. Okay? You can really go back to the beginning of time. So it'll be like that the rest of your life. Get used to it. Just keep your mouth shut. Suck it up. Follow the rules.
This guy's a
unbelievable.
Dumbass. What a dumbass. Not only does he say women ruin everything, then he starts citing, go back to Adam and Eve.
From the beginning of time.
And then he gives them some life advice. They're going to ruin your whole life. Get used to it. Bro, we all know that, but you're not supposed
right.
to say it.
And then
did I just say it?
But then he says, then shut up, suck it up,
wow.
and deal with it.
That's hilarious. I mean, how far off is he, though, really? Let's talk about that.
My wife. When does Lisa go out of town?
We can all say women ruin everything, right? We know that.
I'm going to just say they affect it.
Those are the words of Barry Laminek and the usual suspects.
You guys are bailing on me on this. Where is that announcer when you need him to say the opinions expressed of Barry Laminek are that those are the usual suspects?
Yeah, we definitely need a disclaimer like the Blitz.
Yeah.
Because of Barry.
So the dude's the assistant principal and the athletic director, and it didn't take a whole lot of further review for the school to come out with a statement that says, we reviewed the video content. We find the comments about young women in this video inexcusable, as the sentiments expressed do not align with the values of Hamilton County Schools. The situation is under further investigation, but the employee has been placed on administrative leave effective immediately, and I'm pretty sure that it's safe to say he gone.
So I Googled things women have ruined.
Oh, boy.
And I found an article on BuzzFeed, 18 Things Feminism Has Destroyed. Not really the angle I was looking for.
Let me just say this, right?
Number one on the list was marriage, by the way.
True. Nick, the words are right here in the article, though. If you could just run tape on this, and I'll try and do the voiceover guy. Because I think here's the choices you have. The first read, which is, the opinions of Barry Laminek and the sentiments expressed do not align with the values of the usual suspects, and the situation is under that
I like
one,
that
right?
one.
As opposed to option B, which would be the sentiments of Barry Laminek state that women are to blame for everything, and it'll be like that for the rest of your life, so get used to it, keep your mouth shut, and keep listening to the usual suspects.
All right, so here's the thing. Women don't ruin everything, but...
I want to. You have dug the Grand Canyon, my friend. I want to see you dig out of this one.
But the part that he said, they will make your life difficult, get used to it. Are you guys telling me you're not on board with that statement?
Did he say?
Are you telling me that
difficult?
Lisa doesn't wake you up at 2 in the morning and make your life more difficult?
He said they ruin everything.
Oh.
There's a difference. See, Mr. Wording?
Yeah, look, we can go this route.
There's no doubt Lisa makes my life difficult.
Okay, fine. Women don't ruin everything. How about most things? Are we going to, no?
The opinions of Barry Laminek are not those of the usual suspects.
How about women ruin some things? Is that acceptable?
Let me put it to you this way, Barry. For all the things that you say they ruin, they make certain things a whole lot more enjoyable.
We're not talking about that.
You will be talking about not talking about that. You keep digging this hole.
Women ruin some things. For example, Lisa wakes you up.
No. If you want to go for example, go Nora on me. There you go. For example, Nora does what that you're referring to?
Okay. For example, Nora wakes me up early in the morning at 2 o'clock because she has a newscast.
No.
Okay.
Nora laughs at your junk when you walk in the living room naked.
Yeah. No, the whole body. But, for example, Nora talks during a football game. She has ruined the football game. That is some things. It's not all things. It's not everything. Men ruin some things.
Can you not get up and go to another
room
in the house? Women
ruin some things.
I know one thing that both of y'all.
She'll follow me.
I know one thing that both of y'all's wives annoy you guys about, like clutter. Y'all both talked about that on the air. Like if there's something on a bookshelf that's not supposed to be there.
They ruin our ability to be messy.
Yes.
Women ruin some things.
That's a fact. They don't let you be messy.
There you go.
Because they're way cleaner than dudes.
Well, I mean, you didn't have to do all that.
Yeah,
but
they are.
I'm just saying.
Dudes are disgusting, let's be honest.
He went too far by saying women ruin everything, but we can all agree that women ruin some things. That's a factual statement.
Sure, because
that's all
too.
I wanted. Well, yeah,
well,
we're not
if that's
talking,
all you wanted, but you could have stopped short from the get-go.
You should have just let him keep talking. You shouldn't have agreed to anything he said.
But we're not talking about men and what men ruin.
You just offered up the fact that there's something that we can all agree on that Barry and I have used on the show.
Women ruin some things is a factual statement. I don't. That's where the guy messed up.
So do cats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Cats can run. Cats will run tile in your house.
Dogs.
No, yeah. But that's my point.
That wasn't your point, though,
take
sir.
Take it in a vacuum. If you just look at this statement, if he would have just said, hey, guys, look, deal with it. Women run some things, okay? Would he be in trouble? No.
Yes. If you put it on video and send it out from a school website, yes.
I mean, okay, maybe, yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have done it at school. Just put it on your Facebook and then delete it and say, look, I meant it. I just didn't think anybody would read it.
You're the athletic director. What's next? We're banning all female sports at the school? Because they ruin everything? Dude has just basically set himself up to be fired.
And if you really want someone to blame the girls. Because they pretty much ruin everything.
There you go. See, pretty much ruin everything. He wasn't saying they do. He said pretty much. Okay, I'm done. I'll stop fighting.
Your best bet would have been to stick to that food
just
over there.
Eat my gumbo and
eat your gumbo. Yeah, not go this far. Because
listen, this gumbo is good.
Of the women that are out there, I'm sure that they're lining up to take shots at you right now.
Oh, I can't wait to read the text line.
El Jefe, you're first. All right, we're going to continue to roll on.
On hold, OU Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got questions for him.
Yeah. See, you shouldn't have done that because now he normally runs at the break when we preview him. All right, we've got that to look forward to in another half hour of the show. Then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. It's SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man coming to you live from Buku, and you should be too. Look at what I did there, Jordan. See how that works? And you know what? You buy three meals, and the fourth one's free. So buy three, fourth is free. Everything that we do here is Buku. Got what I'm saying to you? All right. Corner of Chimney Rock in Richmond. We'll be here till 4. Then from Bombshells in Pearland, it'll be Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz taking you home till 7. We previewed it, and he didn't chicken out. OU Mike is on hold, as well as Clarence, and that's a good back-to-back to have.
Yeah.
Because I almost want to take – I know you want to go to Clarence first because Clarence wants to talk about your comments about women.
Well, here's the thing. Clarence always gets to follow OU Mike.
Which I kind of prefer based on what I've heard and what happened today.
But he takes the shots at him. But I think in the interest of fairness, we need to give OU Mike a chance to follow Clarence and take any shots at him that he would like.
So the thoughts and viewpoints of Barry Laminack are not consistent with those of the usual suspects. However, in this case, we'll let you be Ferdy Pacheco, and you'll play fight doctor and referee. So you call it. And
okay,
we'll
Jim. I have it 4-3. I can't feel my face.
So with it going down to the final round then, who are you going to first? Take him and let's go.
Clarence, you're up. Buddy, what's up?
Yeah, what up, guys? You know, taking shots at OU Mike is kind of boring. He doesn't respond. Then he goes and disappears for like 2 weeks after you put him on block and suspended him for half a week. It's just boring. But on to your comments, Barry. You might as well get ready for it. You're going to get home and walk through the door. And your wife is just going to be standing there like, so, what else do I ruin? Huh? 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 You know what? I know what I'm not ruining. You sleeping on the sofa. Come on. Come on.
You might be right there, Clarence, although my wife knows I'm pretty much full of
and she doesn't listen
crap.
To the show, so you're safe.
Well, she's off right now. She does. She's in between gigs. She starts her new gig next week, so she might be listening. But is she?
So you say there's a chance.
She's probably at home like, yep, that's the idiot I married. That's the dumbass. That is him.
All right, guys, go ahead and get Mike, see what he has to say.
All right, buddy. That'll be interesting.
Good.
Thanks,
and
Clarence.
Correct.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, as always, Clarence.
Yep.
Well, okay. Bring
your boy in.
Here we go. Oh, you, Mike, I've gotten some of your texts, and I know you've had mean things to say about me. He always thinks I have an agenda just because I keep it 100.
I want to know what he said that we're getting reports from the suspects on.
Yeah.
What did you say earlier today, Mike?
Yeah, what did you say on John
Raheel and John?
Probably had to plead the fifth on that.
No.
Otherwise, we can put the band back on.
What did you say?
If you're man enough to say it there, say it here.
You guys are provoking me again, and if there's one thing this band taught me, it was absolutely nothing. I had said earlier this morning that Nick should use the towel. I'm sure Raheel will just use it as a turban or something.
You did not say that.
So y'all got me started.
Now, look, you can't.
You're on thin ice as it is, buddy.
Why? Now that, Mike.
Now this goes into with Raheel working here at the station. Out there, Alibaba's only running around with 39 thieves.
Oh, my God. Hang up on him.
Unreal, jeez,
man. Mike, what are you doing? You know what? Nick, was that offensive?
I mean, he said the turban was for Raheel, so no, it wasn't. It wasn't really that offensive.
All right, if you weren't offended, then I'm not going to ban him.
No, because I know you, Mike.
Borderline.
I think a lot of people will say it's offensive. I don't care. I really don't. It's
borderline.
OU Mike.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to
what
Nick.
What border are you on? My God.
The Pakistani-Indian border? I don't know.
I'm just not touching it, man.
I'm going to leave it up to Nick on this one.
I'm not going to
determine whether that was offensive or not.
We've taken plenty of shots at OU Mike and what he could potentially look
That's
like
true.
And
Call
where
him
he
a
lives.
Redneck. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
That's all good.
I like
I'm
how
not...
he said.
I like how he comes in and proves us right, though.
He's like, you know, Raheel's up here at the station. I'm like, you've never been there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, thank goodness. Man.
Might be on his way now.
That was.
What is wrong with him?
So has the ban been lifted or no?
Yeah, the ban's been lifted. It was only through that Friday.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
that's
know why
right.
he had. Yeah, it was just through that Friday. So he called Monday and hung up. He called Tuesday and hung up. He didn't try to call yesterday.
We may be having an emergency board meeting to check up on that band.
Boy.
Golly. Borderline. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
All right. Let me get this out of the way real quick.
Okay.
This is actually interesting.
Do it.
Yankees are playing an afternoon game.
Oh, you Mike's ruin everything. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Okay, so Yankees are playing an afternoon game. They are still kind of in a battle with the A's to find out who's going to host the wild card game. CC Sabathia on the hill for the Yankees. He has a one hitter going, and he's getting to the bottom of the sixth inning. If he gets to the seventh and gets through it, he gets a $500,000 bonus. Let me throw in the fact that the Yankees are shutting out the Rays at the time, winning 6-0 with runners on base. Okay? He was ejected before the start of the seventh inning and watched that $500,000 bonus get away with a 10-0 lead at the time because the teams were exchanging beanballs back and forth. They had both been warned. He was knee-deep in all of the back and forth and decided the best thing to do to start the inning would be to plunk the first guy he saw, and in the process, he plunked 500 grand out of his back pocket.
Mm. That's being down for your team.
Now, I said to you in the break, if there's any team in all of sports that will pay the bonus anyway, it's the Yankees.
Oh, that's a good call. That is definitely a good call. I could even see his teammates like, hey, we'll pitch in and get you something. Or, I mean, they're not going to pitch in $500,000. But I could see something like that going down. Or, hey, you know what? We'll give you half. The Yankees saying, and we'll give you half of it. Or if you're right, if there was ever a team that would do it, it would be them.
So the two teams had exchanged hitting each other's hitters. That both teams had been warned. The next batter to be thrown at or hit would be ejected. The pitcher would be ejected. Sabathia didn't care. By the way, as he was walking off the mound following the ejection, he turned towards the Rays dugout and shouted, "That was for you," expletive. And then feet from the Yankees dugout, he motioned towards his crotch as he glanced back at the Rays dugout. Rays pitcher Blake Snell, who he had mentioned previously about being a Cy Young candidate, was motioning with his hands and saying, "Oh, it's 11-0. Why?" And he doesn't even know about the bonus. You're winning 11-0, not 10.
Wow.
You pitched one more inning. You got a one-hitter going, a shutout. You finish the inning, you get three more outs, you get 500 grand. Instead, you get all your teammates' support and love. You are a little bit lighter in the bank account.
I guess CC stands for came close, but he didn't get it.
No doubt. I see what you did
dummy.
There.
Dummy.
I would have gotten gonged for that.
Dummy. Yeah, you probably would have. But I'm a professional. I can pull that off.
Yes, you are. Standing room only. Even in Kuntz. Even in Kuntz.
I like that you put the on
Kuntz.
Kuntz.
If you want to see Barry in Kuntz,
what
show
a
has been closed.
Though. Wow. I have no words. I have no words. By the way, El Jefe on Twitter says Max Kellerman reports, guys, I have Clarence with more jabs, but OU Mike is winning the story of the fight. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that don't let us get stuff. To Jim Lampley. We'll be worried about his daughter in the stands and his hair.
Yeah, for sure.
And who's the old guy? Larry Merchant?
Yeah, that was who I was doing. Okay. Oh, no, that's
no, Larry Merchant's
that's
in slow motion.
Letterman.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Larry Merchant
OU Mike was.
He's the worst. Like, you doing it right now is punching. Aggravating the crap out of me. Just
and it's not even close to as slow as he is.
That's probably why Floyd wanted to knock his ass out in that post-fight interview.
Yeah.
Although I give him credit for he held his ground in slow motion.
If I was 50 years younger, I'd whip your ass.
Yeah. That's classic.
I loved all that. But at least he talked a little. At least when the blood pressure got up there a little bit, he got a little bit quicker with the dialogue because he is so hard to listen to.
Indeed,
man,
I agree. Text lines. A couple of things. White Magic said, "I have ruined the word ruined because of the way I say it."
Oh, my God. Now we got ruined? More English critics?
Yeah, well, what am I supposed to say? I don't understand. Ruined? Ruined?
Ruined.
Ruined. Roed. I don't like.
It's ruined, right?
Yeah, ruined. Was I saying it weird?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. White Magic, you're this big-time traveling IT guy. Come on, man. Get it together. I'm sure you've heard worse.
Dude, you've been on the back of milk cartons for the last couple months. All of a sudden, you're going to chime in and clap on Barry?
First, he wants to roast me. Which would be a huge mistake on his part. Which, actually, you know what? It wouldn't. You know why? Because I feel like I would have to hold back.
Why?
I don't know. When you roast somebody, you're not supposed
to hold
back. Well, I mean, that was a pretty devastating L.
Yeah, okay, pretty, it really was.
You're not dealing with the FCC. You're not dealing – unless he did it on the air.
Well, he wanted to roast – yeah, he wanted
on
to
the
roast
air?
Battle on air.
Oh,
I don't think he wants
back.
To do it off the air.
Yeah, that would be pointless. I'm not going to roast any of the – I know we did that one where –
See, the obvious comment there is in that case he just won't show up.
Yeah.
If it was off the air.
But – See? But I'm saying, like, the callers have – or the listeners have asked me to roast them before. I think, remember when somebody was
sending
their birthday
and
then they were sending me pictures. And I'll do all that because it's in fun. But if you want to, like, legit roast battle and we're saying that it's no whole bars, anything can go.
Wild and out.
There's going to be some hurt feelings. And I'm not down for that. I don't want to do that.
I'm surprised. You're growing up right before our eyes.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
I didn't expect to hear that from you, but I'm proud of you. That's a good way to respond. Anything worthwhile other than that on text message? Otherwise, we're going to go to break.
No, I'm good. Somebody just called him the R word on the text line. Not OU Mike, surprisingly, White Magic.
Oh, really?
Angel, yeah. Called him the R word. If you don't know what that is, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you learn something new every day, and sometimes you got to do a little research. All right. We'll be back with the final segment. We are live from Buku, 5600 Richmond, corner of Chimney Rock in Richmond. If you want some great Cajun eats and some daiquiri treats, stop in and see us right here till 4. Otherwise, stop in tonight for Thursday Night Football. Plenty of TVs, lots of great food, specials galore. Stop in and see us. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, I want to give a special thanks and shout out to the people here one more time at Buku. We appreciate you. You guys do great work, have great food and drink, and you guys should stop in and see this great place and sample some of the great food, the great daiquiris, and also check out some sports. Thursday Night Football, this is a great place to watch it. Conveniently located right here on the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. You stop in, you see them, you get some food, you watch some games, you drink some daiquiris. all good in the neighborhood, and we do appreciate them having us out
and
here.
And I got to tell you, I had the bowl of gumbo. The chicken and sausage gumbo was ridiculously good. I'm not even making that up. It is how you know it's good gumbo, when you have to take your napkin and dab the sweat from your eye sockets. That was
the. I saw you lick the bottom of the bowl, so well, I know you didn't want to miss a morsel.
It was legit good. And the other good thing about Buku when you come out here is they're never going to do what this burger place in Alabama did to this lady.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so a woman in Alabama went to a place called Henry's Burger and Cream in Brookwood. Her name was Jess, and she ordered some burgers. And one of the burgers she ordered, no cheese, because her coworker is lactose intolerant.
Okay.
So they get back to the office. The coworker gets her burger, and it has cheese on it. So she calls back and has them correct the order and goes to pick it up. And on her way back to the office, she's looking at the receipt. And on the receipt, it reads as follows. Quarter pound hamburger, add bacon all the way, extra onions, no cheese on this damn burger, crazy bitch ordered it. That was on the receipt that she had.
My goodness. And I thought you were bad setting yourself up for potential backlash.
Look, women have ruined burgers now. What do you know? Another reason. No, I'm just kidding. But can you believe that? They're never going to do that to you here at Buku, I promise you. But, yeah, here's the thing, though. She says, the owner of the restaurant said that nothing like that's ever happened, and that the lady said that she also addressed the issue with the employee, and that they said that they were sorry, and they contacted the lady Jess for a resolution, but Jess wouldn't delete the Facebook post that had the picture of the receipt. So they accused her of trying to start a smear campaign. No,
you did that yourself.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Burger Place, but once you called her a crazy bitch on her receipt, you kind of started that yourself.
No doubt.
Now, it makes you wonder, though, how when she – because, you know, there are some people that are mean to fast food workers. They're mean to restaurant workers. And so when you order something, they get it wrong. There's a lot of folks that get a really big attitude with you and go over the top.
Yep.
And sometimes when you act like that, they retaliate. So it makes you wonder how big of a bitch was she really that forced them to put that on the receipt?
Well,
she couldn't have just been like, hey guys, I was just there. I'm really sorry, but it looks like there's been a mistake. We ordered one burger without cheese. Unfortunately, it had cheese. I was wondering if you could make another one, and I'll come back by and pick it up. Would that be okay? No one's going to go, oh, this crazy bitch, she don't want cheese on it. Be careful if you approached it that way. So she had to have acted like an idiot when she called back.
No, and you're right. We've talked about this in the past, and the fact that Lisa's always afraid to send food back because she thinks that if you offend a food service person, that they can do something to your food. On that note, this story came out the other day. There was a disgruntled employee at Tiger Stadium at Comerica Park who was disciplined by his bosses. So he is seen on video spitting on pre-made pizzas.
Oh, no.
To be served at the ballpark.
Oh, no. That's at Tiger Stadium?
At Tiger Stadium. So don't eat the pizza at Tiger Stadium because they show the employee. He puts it on video on Instagram and on Facebook where Jalen Curley of Detroit has been arrested after being identified. He's 20 years old. It's a felony and a misdemeanor count of food law violations, sanctions that are punishable by up to 4 years and 90 days in jail, respectively. He decided that after being disciplined and told to go home and change, that he had enough. He came back after the ball game when they sent him home. He went to where they were prepping food. He took video of him hocking a loogie on the pizza.
He took his own video?
Own video.
Oh, that's a dumbass. He deserved – men ruin everything, I swear.
They asked why he did it. He said, I'm just having a bad day.
Huh?
Just having a bad day, so he spit on someone else's pizza.
I had a bad day. That's not part of the song, sir. That is not part of the song.
And the woman who reported it, who also worked there, was fired as well because they had sent her home during the day because of inappropriate dress code and other things.
She wasn't supposed to be there.
No, they said because she shouldn't have posted the video, they fired her too. Because it's and you got to believe that's because it's a bad look for them.
Yeah.
And they're dealing with the backlash, so she's paying the price.
Oh,
so they fired two people.
Good times.
I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to just
spit,
cock a loogie on a pizza.
Or, and then call someone a bitch on their receipt. That's good times. All right, I promised earlier in the day that we would play a quick game, and I wanted to get to that before we move on because I know that people are just waiting with bated breath to play How Bad Are Houston's Tackles.
Oh, I don't remember. Okay.
But real quick, I was looking at Pro Football Focus, and they have some of their player grades. And you can kind of scan up and down. Now, some of these are probably close. Some of them maybe not. But overall, it gives you a good indication of how guys play in the league and what they're capable of. So I'm like, well, this will be interesting to see where do the Texans tackles rate among all tackles in the NFL.
All right.
So there are 32 teams. Two starting tackles per team. Mm-hmm. Would mean there are 64
got that, Nick?
Starting tackles. Yeah, Nick, you got that?
Crunching in the numbers.
32 teams, two tackles.
Got it.
Okay, 32 times two.
Okay.
64.
Yep.
Good job, bud. The first tackle on the list, rating at a 51.3, Julian Davenport ranks 66th on the list.
Do the math again.
Their starting tackle is worse than every other starting tackle plus two more
backups.
Starting
yep.
tackles
yeah.
in the NFL, plus another one at 65. So their second tackle, Martinez Rankin, who they drafted, I think they drafted him to be a center, actually, but he's starting at left tackle.
Yeah, positions aren't important.
Came in at a 48.5, ranking him 69th. So your two tackles right now rank at 66 and 69 on the board. Now, there are other guys that have better ratings. Central Henderson, not playing.
Right.
But he checked in at a 63.3. So you kind of feel bad because you were like, well, they should have had a serviceable left tackle. Unfortunately, they don't. Kendall Lamb, if you're curious, was a 60. And they don't even have grades for Roderick Johnson and David Sharp.
So. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Well, so, Brian Gain and his boss, Bill O'Brien, have a lot of work to do, not just there, but because of the fact that they're 0-3 and they are at the Colts this weekend. So that'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, that gives you a pretty good example of the fact that they went out to try and get better at the offensive line.
Yeah.
Not sure that worked out.
Didn't happen.
All right, we want to give another thanks to Buku. We appreciate you guys here. It was a good experience, great food. Hopefully be back again with you guys. Coming up next, it's Jong, Fred, AJ. It's the Blitz. They're live from Bombshells in Pearland. Go out and see them if you can. Otherwise, make sure you keep it tuned right here. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. For Barry, I'm Joel. Nick back at the studio. Y'all have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.